Зробиш Марію ласки пилне, Пан з тобою. Благословіона ж ти між невістами, і благословіона овоць живота твоєго. Свята Марія, Матко Божа, молися за нами грішними, зараз і в годину смерті нашей.
Seventh of October 2020, Father's Message and Memorial Day of Our Lady of the Rosary. In the future, I would like, if possible, to write a Father Meditation every seventh of the month and start it today. But before I do so, I would like to take a brief look at today's Memorial Day. This day of remembrance is not directly dedicated to the prior of the Rosary, but to the Queen of the Rosary. That is how it came about. In the 14th century, the Ottomans had conquered large parts of the Balkans. In 4053, the Christian Constantinople fell. In the early 16th century, the Near East was subjugated. In 1529, the Turks besieged Vienna. In 1571, the Venetian Cyprus fell. Now Crete was also under threat, and all of Europe was threatened with Balkanization. Pope Pius V succeeded in uniting Venetians and Spaniards in a defensive alliance. On 7th of October, 1571, the most important naval battle took place, in which the Christian fleet seemed hopelessly inferior to the Turks, who lured them into a trap. In this situation, when there was almost no chance of victory, the Christian admiral Andrea Doria bowed down before the new image of Mary and prayed instantly. This was the first copy of the image of the Virgin of Guadalupe. Now, the wind turned in favor of the Christians, and they were able to use their weapons better, boarded the enemy's flagship. The Turks panicked, and the battle turned in favor of the Christians, the Ottoman danger being averted for the time being. During the battle, the rosary was prayed in the streets of Rome. 1 year later, Pope Pius V added the new feast, Our Lady of Victory, to the church calendar. It was clear to all Christians that they had the Virgin of Victory to thank. A special greeting from my side to America and Mexico, whose beloved Morena had intervened in favor of Christianity. Now to the theme of today. The Father speaks to his children from Mater Eugenia Ravasso, 1932, ecclesiastically recognized apparition. In his talks with Sister Eugenia, the Father had invited her to carry out her task with great vigilance. He told her the following: "You will be happy to speak little with creatures, and in the secret of your heart, you will speak to me and listen to me even when you are among them." I would like to take up this word and remind you that I keep on talking about how a chamber, or better say a monk's cell, should be formed in our hearts where we can always enter to have a dialogue with our Father. This is important for many reasons. First of all, it deepens the intimate relationship with God that He offers us. It becomes natural to us, and so the knowledge and love of God can grow within us. Father's message makes us aware that God wants a family relationship with us, that our heart is a place where he can build his temple, and even that it is paradise for him. God therefore loves to be with us, and the souls who live in a state of grace can be penetrated by his light. Furthermore, the inner space offers protection from unnecessary distractions, if we care for it properly. Of course, the word to Sister Eugenia that she will speak little with the creatures does not mean to avoid people on principle. The word also was given to a religious woman who does not need to be occupied with necessary worldly things such as families in the world. It is about the false attachment also to people, which prevents us from meeting God more deeply. If we still seek something in people that we can only find with God, then this inner relationship with God cannot grow. We have to watch out that our heart is first directed towards God and that everything comes from him. The next point is also the protective function of such an inner space. The more this space is formed, the more it will lead us through God's presence into the inner silence. This will help us to escape the increasing manipulation of an anti-Christian environment more easily, and to keep a clear view from within, strengthened by the presence of God. This inner space is formed especially through silent prayer, prayer of the heart, or by praying the rosary or part of the rosary in our heart. I myself pray, for example, "Trusted Father, I love you." But there are many possibilities. I think that in times of increasing external distress, it is very important to enter more deeply into the inner conversation with God, and I recommend it to everyone how they can realize it in their different life situations, even if it would regularly take only 10 minutes a day. The Holy Spirit then will continue. In view of the unimaginable lockdown, with months of loss to participate in the Holy Mass in an orderly fashion, this advice takes on yet another urgency. The inner temple is to be formed, which will remain even when the outer temple closes. Let us still combine the two considerations. Just as the Queen of the Rosary protected the Christians, so it will be in the time of the Antichrist. The inner exchange with God our Father, through Mary's intercession, will be a strong inner weapon to resist the attacks of the dark forces.
So today we will sing to the Queen of the Holy Rosary the Hail Mary in Polish language.
Zdrowaś Maryjo, łaski pełna, Pan z Tobą, błogosławionaś Ty między niewiastami i błogosławiony owoc żywota Twojego. Teraz i w godzinę śmierci naszej.